episode 4. Hello and welcome to Well Played, a 15 to 20 minute game review show hosted by me, George Collins. Someone asked me recently, why do I game? I answered, I game because it's fun. It's a stress reliever. Maybe one of the best stress relievers. Except the people who asked me, and more the people who were like closer to me personally, they'll say that I'm addicted to gaming. That's all I do. I never said it out loud to them, but I always think like it's better to be addicted to the video games and actually try to do something with my life with it instead of being addicted to, say, drugs. Because even the smallest addiction to drugs, like for marijuana or something like that, people just overreact and you won't be able to do shit with it unless you make your own business. But that's why I'm saying that's my catch. Better be addicted to video games than drugs. So let's get this started. Let's get this started. Episode 4. Let's get this started first. If you would like me to review a specific video game or would like to submit your music for the end of each episode, send it to wppodcast@gmail.com. That's basically I usually save for the end, but just in case. But for now, today I will review a new download only game, Skullgirls. Skullgirls is developed by Revenge Labs and published by Konami and Autumn Games. Skullgirls is a classic 2D fighter game with a Marvel Capcom tag team feel to it. But it's not as intense as you won't get a headache playing the game because I cannot play that game with just too much going on. And the fact that I'm not really a big fan of the 2D fighter franchises. I used to like it, but then, whatever. There are currently only 8 characters in Skullgirls. Each of them have their own little story based around the same goal. All characters for the moment are all women. I heard, anyway, that it's going to be like a downloadable characters. The two that they announced right now are the two other women, but I also heard rumors about if the game is successful enough that there might be males as well. I don't know how they're going to fit, but we'll see. All the characters for the moment, like I said, were all women, and they are hunting for the power of the Skull Heart from the Skull Girl herself, Bloody Mary. The power of the Skull Heart grants the wielder one wish at one cost, being the new host for that evil powers of the Skull Heart that take control of the user. The stories are rather short, mostly because there are so few characters. You only have to fight, like, out of the 8 people, you might only have to fight 4 or 5 of them, and some of them you have to fight twice, just because it's the story. The story goes straight to the point with a few fights and ends with, and whatever character you pick, specific ending, some of them good, some of them bad. I only played it 3 times with 3 characters. I haven't finished the other 3 characters that's playable for story mode. But if you can grasp the fighting system or grew up playing games like this, like 2D fighter stuff like that, playing like Mortal Kombat stuff like and Street Fighter, this game can be easy because my only problem with the fighting system, since I personally strayed away from fighting games since the online era has been up, which has been years now, I would say I'm a noob at the 2D fighter thing, and I do not know any of the combos for the game. Yes, it's brand new, so yes, you got to learn, but another problem that faces with that is the game itself doesn't give you combo or special moves list like most games do. Even inside the game, they say go online, their website, or look it up or something like that to find the combos. So I recently downloaded a PDF with all the combos and whatnot from their website of all the characters, which is which doesn't really make sense, but I don't know, but I'm guessing if sales are to the company's likings after a while, the patch with the DLCs that has been announced with the, like the two characters and whatnot, they might send out a patch that adds the combos and other things to help people learn how to play the game a little better for the people who do not have like online support, something like that. But then again, since it's download only, and the only way you can get the game is by downloading it online from the PlayStation Store, so that wouldn't make sense. So disregard that. But in the game, in response to that, it does have a training mode in it, in which you can either be taught the basics of the game, like combos, block, how to block, how to mix up your combos so you can fight around your opponent blocking a lot. Combo breakers, special moves, how to, you can cancel moves in the middle. It's just a bunch of combos they teach you how to do, but not for each and every character, just specific characters. Or you can just play, find your own rhythm with certain characters fighting a practice dummy. It's like everything's okay, but the only problem I find with it is just like most, if not all of them, the Street Fighter games, they kind of expect you to know the buttons after a while of playing it. And if you look at the given combos during tutorials, for example, a mix-up is a combo given so you can hit different parts of the body, making it hard to block. Some of the combos will say like C dot LK plus J dot HK, which will confuse the hell out of you, like some of you, if you're seeing it for the first time, because it doesn't sh during like tutorials and whatnot, it'll give that command, but it doesn't show the symbol and the button for that said move for C dot LK or J dot HK. But eventually you'll learn that basically it says C dot LK is crouching low kick. C is for crouching, LK is for low kick. And J dot HK is jumping hard kick, which is J for jumping, HK for hard kick. And it just depends on your specific system's button mashup, like Jake HK with jumping hard kick, which is up and R2 for the hard kick. And it just shows a bunch of other moves like that. You have to learn how to do it. But I guess they chose to do it that way instead of just the symbols. So when you finally do learn them by heart, it'll stick to you longer since it took you longer to learn them. I don't know. It's a little annoying after a while, especially if you can't get the combo right. But I guess I just need to play more 2D fighters. I don't know. I can't put my word on that. Still don't really like 2D fighters, even though I enjoyed this game. This is 2D fighter game, as I said before and multiple times, but everything has been hand drawn, so it has a more natural, creative touch to it. Some might say its artwork is similar to a manga or anime or something like that. And if you know your manga, just like this game, they put a lot of detail when it comes to the women in the game, if you know what I mean. And since this game has only women in it, there are a lot of breast and panty exposure during certain moves. Well, it don't show the breast, but it's a lot of breasts bouncing, just kind of like but not all eight characters are like that, because if it were, there's a bunch of breasts jumping around, a bunch of half naked chicks, it would be another Rumble Roses from like PS2 or Dead or Alive, when they like kind of just gave in and just made it all women, or like these jailbait Japanese girls fighting each other half naked, stuff like that. But it's not like that. But don't worry, the game isn't only pleasurable eye candy. It's actually fun and actually stands up to competing competitor fighting games like Street Fighter and stuff like that, even at its low price and its low budget. I would actually play this more than a Street Fighter game, actually. This game was $15 and I wouldn't pay $60 for that, especially the new one, the Tekken X Tek Street Fighter X Tekken, especially with all this its controversy about all that. I don't want to get into all this. That's too much money to be wasted for something that even their fans is complaining about. But I want to actually go. I want to run through some of the characters, well, all the characters, since it's not that many. There's a short, explanation of which one, all of them. One of them is Peacock. Being she's a character that's fighting style is similar to old-fashioned slapstick cartoons like Looney Tunes, as an example. With like, she uses walking bombs. She ha use falling anvils. One of her specials is a bunch of her cartoon friends use a car to run over the opponent, etc. A bunch of goofy long distance attacks. It and I swear, the next character I explain, I was using a character named Pain Will, which I explain next. I was using Pain Will for the first time, and I was fighting Peacock for the first time. So, Peacock is a pain in the ass to fight. I swear, because one of her specials is like this big laser, which shoots you all the way across the fighting board, which gives her easy chance to use all her moves. All her moves are long distance, like with the walking bomb, she just easily just throw them out, so it'll leave you jumping, and then she'll throw out like a toy plane strapped with a bomb going towards you while you're in the air. It's just a bunch of stuff. It's just you really have to time everything right. It took me at least 20 tries to beat Peacock with Pain Will. Anyway, Pain Will, I didn't play much of the story, but from what I know, it's she was a normal girl, normal little 15-year-old girl, or younger, or whatever, and she was kidnapped by some lab, and she was experimented on with these parasites and the power of the Skullgirl blood and whatnot, and she was killed. She was brought back to life, and now she's like this experiment gone wrong, just evil. She has nails coming out of her skin, is bolts everywhere on her. She has a Jason-like mask on. She's like the creepiest, well, second creepiest character in the game. And just like Peacock, they don't put like sexual like oral details on her, like breasts, none and stuff. It's like an eerie, evil like person, but but Pain Will is a good person. I say Pain Will is the second grossest character on there, because the next one is kind of creepy as hell. The next character is called Double, and this character has the ability to transform to anybody in the game, as for her fighting style. So a punch, they'll transform to Fila, which is the character I explain later, or a jump move, or transform to Pain Will. Paint want to use one of Pain Will's moves while they're jumping, something like that. But the appearance of Double is a Catholic nun in the beginning. Then right before the match starts, she turns her body inside out. Her body, whole body, turns inside out. So it's just bunch of internal organs just like flopping around this tall blob. It's with one eye. It's just walking around, just flopping. It's weird. You really have to look that one up, because I cannot explain that one. It's so weird. But yet Double is kind of cool. And again, Double is a pain in the ass to fight, because Double has the ability to transform to anybody in the game during each move. So so Double is stealing other people's specials, and the combos are ridiculous. It's crazy fighting Double. The next character is Fila, like I explained. Maybe the second most normal girl, normal person in the game behind Parasol and Valentine. Fila is a normal 16-year-old girl with a demon inside her. Yeah, that's normal, right? Who is usually who is using her as its host, the demon, anyway. But she has control over her body. The demon is in her hair and helps her fight. It's kind of so, in a way, she's similar to like Sindel of Mortal Kombat with the hair attacks and whatnot. But she's has the ability to talk to the demon as well, so they're kind of like friendly. Kind of like the relationship between what's his name? What's his name? Light from Death Note. Him and the demon that was following him around. He feeds him apples and whatnot. I forgot his name, but it's kind of like that kind of relationship. They kind of help each other out, but don't really care. So the story mode's kind of following them and trying to get back her, because she has amnesia. So she's trying to figure out her past and whatnot. So I'm not gonna tell too much of the details, but she's just trying to use the skull heart to get her memory back. So, okay, the next one is Misfortune. Kind of reminds me of the kind of recently new game, or I don't think it has been released or what yet. Yeah, it's been released. It's a game called Never Dead, where the guy is cursed with the ability to never die, so in immortal basically. So when he slices into many pieces, all he has to do is roll whatever body he has left and attach his body back together to continue fighting instead of losing. This is basically her alongside being half Catwoman. So she uses the ability to take her head off and stuff like that in to fight, which is kind of creative. So like some of the moves, she'll take off her head and roll it towards the opponent and hit them. And like sometimes, which helped me actually beat Peacock this one time, because I was having a problem with Peacock again with her long distance attacks. I took my head off and hit her with it, but then Peacock hit me with the laser that shot me across the board. And Peacock had a little bit of health left. I had a little bit of health left, and I left my head back there. The computer didn't pay attention to that. So once they stopped attacking me with the laser, I used the head that was still behind Peacock and attacked her, and I won. So Misfortune being with her dismemberment power and being half cat, it's just a bunch of strategy with her. It's very creative ways you can win with her. Next character is Cerebella. She's based sh short description would be short, energetic, not as energetic as Misfortune, but yeah, basically energetic because she's acrobat as well, big breasted, and uses a magic hat. That's similar to Fila's hair demon, but I haven't heard the hat talk, but it's extremely strong. The hat has big, huge arms that helps her fight, and she could just take it off and whatnot. But I don't really know the relationship between those two. But yeah, she uses that in her acts as an acrobat and whatnot, and her story is basically trying to help her family out. Next character is Parasol, who is this tall, long-legged head chief antichrist. She's no. She's chief of this army. Everybody calls her princess and whatnot, and she has a lot of power, like not like. Like fist power or anything like that during the fights or anything like that, but power as in she uses all her guards and like 90% of her moves. And besides that, she uses this umbrella that shoots out napalm bombs at you too. So she uses her guards to protect her from certain attacks, and her umbrella to make you explode. Last one is Valentine, which is it's a psycho ninja naughty nurse. Basically, that's it, really. And she uses like extremely big breasts, too, probably the biggest one in the game. But she's a psycho ninja naughty nurse, and she uses so many emergency room puns. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. But right now, Valentine and Cerebella is probably my favorite characters right now, and Miss Fortune. Those three are probably my favorite, and you can tag team, kind of like a Marvel style. It's kind of fun, and you're not stuck with choosing. You once you pick three, you have to pick three. You can pick three for three normal characters. Pick two part fight with two people for a high power two people, or just pick one like super powered person. Like if you're like say if you're fighting your friend or someone online who picks three, don't be afraid to pick one, because one has to probably has the health of three people. They like their defense are higher because you only picked one person's. But if you pick all three, if you pick three people, their defenses, if they were to be hit, is much lower than if you were just to pick one, and two is in the middle. But the advantage with having tag team is the tag team moves, tag team combos. You have to figure out yourself, or you can look up online. But if you pick only one person, you're stuck with those combos by yourself. I recommend if you were to go online or something like that, stick to one or two people, because three, if you don't know how to use the tag team combo system yet, it might be too much and you'll lose quick. But good thing that one good point is, unlike Street Fighter and stuff like that, like the tag team based games, if you were to lose all your health in one character, you lose automatically. With this game, if you lose with one character like full health, your partner comes in. You just don't lose automatically like that. So far, I think it's only, well, unless you change the settings, it's only one round for each fight. So it's do or die kind of thing. The game itself is it's kind of like it's based kind of in the time of the Godfather movie. It's kind of like that with the suits and jazz music, and it's the soundtrack. It's beautiful. Just like last week when I did Journey. What? That wasn't Journey. That wasn't last week. Well, when I did the review for Journey, I'll say the soundtrack was beautiful. Well, this one is beautiful too. This actually, if I thought about it earlier, I would have made the ending song, some type of jazz song, or the end song for this game, which is maybe the first jazz song I actually like. And it actually makes me want to go to this little vintage music store that's next to my house, and try to find me a good jazz CD. That's how good it is. So it's strong in the jazz soundtrack. But I will listen to other reviews, and people are saying they can't fight to jazz music. Honestly, if you're really into the fight, you're not paying attention to the music. So that's not the big problem with me. Now with my experience with the game, to put it plain and simple, the game is worth the $15 or $14.99, whatever technical you want to be. I've heard good reviews about it in the last 2 3 weeks it has been out since, but and since I disregarded all fighters as being good, it took me a while before jumping in and buying it. I was even contemplating while I was in the PlayStation Network store. But the game itself, it's fun for both veterans of classic fighters and easy enough for first timers, which I guess I could call myself. But first timers, try to beat the game. Beat the game in story mode a few times before trying your hands at online, because I tell you, the people on there are good at it. And losing to them will make you not want to play the game anymore. So practice, use the tutorials and it's hard as explanations, and beat the story. Get used to the game first. And was the game what I expected? No, because again, me not really liking fighters, I thought it was gonna be overrated crap, because it proved me wrong besides a few details. But I gave it a chance, and I can't wait for the possible downloadable content later. I know for sure it might be the two characters, which is like a partner of Parasol and stuff like that, called Umbrella and somebody else. I don't know who they are, but like I said, depending on the sales, so go out and buy that game so we can see what's the new downloadable content is. It's on Skullgirls is on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. It's soon to be on PC as well later on in the year. I don't know when though, so just keep it up on Skullgirls.com. So I give it a 4 out of 5. 4 or 4.5. I really like how, with their limited budget that I heard they had, they were able to create something more unique than most mainstream fighters. One example being each character has unique moves. I know I kind of ended the review already, but this is more. One example again being each character has unique moves. Duh, you might say, but what I mean is, each character, if you were to tap the same button on, like a simple punch on or square on PS3, each character has his own movement to execute that command depending on their personality. Example being Sarabella, the one with the magic hat and stuff like that, with the strong arms, stuff like that. She does a regular punch. She doesn't use the magic hat. She just does her a regular punch. Not using a hat. While Peacock, that old-fashioned cartoon style fighter, she her finger grows slightly, just like a cartoon. She pokes you. That's all she does, just pokes you when you press square. And last, Double, which is the transforming person blob thing, transform into Fila, who has the hair demon like a Fila double, and does a simple punch, which does the Fila punch, and transform back into the huge thing it is. But other than that, than what I gave you, I recommend the game for everyone, really. Anyone who can squeeze out the $15, get it, 'cause it's worth it. Besides the boobies, it's a quick and fun game you and your family can get into. If you, maybe not the kids. Don't put the kids into it if you know they're like open-minded to anything. Just their mind, experience just be just their whole childhood be scarred just because they seen a little cartoon booby. They don't see it. Don't worry, it's not nothing nude, anything like that. It's just cleavage, really. But besides that, if you just want to get a quick, cheap, fun fighting game for the family or friends or whatever, get it. I don't know what y'all do in your free time, so just do it. Just get the game. I went actually went past my time. I'm 10 minutes more than what I expected. I actually had a lot when I was writing this episode. I didn't know it was gonna be almost 30 minutes. Well, it is 30 minutes long. That's my time, so I ended with a song like I usually do. But first, send all your music suggestions for games I should review, new or old, to wppodcast@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at Broken Notepads and my blog at BrokenNotepads.com. This week, I would like to bring you a song from London rapper Dreama, and her new a song from her new EP called Reefer, a song called Game Face. I did an article on her also on my website, BrokenNotepads.com. You can check that out. But this week, I'd like to I recently just bought it because she released it a few weeks ago. So, again, this is Game Face by Dreama, and her from her new EP Reefer. So buy it on her website, dreamersreality.com, and follow her on Twitter at Dreama Trademark, and tweet her, tell her how you like the song or whatnot. So, song's called Game Face, Dreama, her EP Reefer. Hope you like it. See you next. And remember, everything is in the description. So if I missed anything or got any information wrong, just check this the description for the accurate information. So see you next week again, next Saturday. All right, bye.
So it's a pound minimum for a single one. My thoughts ricochet through the course of the day, and of course they invade my devices. But the niceness fights, despite my plights, I often say things like this. I'm fine, I'm lying, I'm out of sync with real time. As a top ticks, top picks, top seem toxic. How do I define mine? Minor magnifying prime, trying to imagine sublime. I am far from the fact, I pine persistently. My mind assist me is the kind of gist I mean. Ask if I act, I don't act, my character's pure. If I amplified, it'd be a caricature. The antithesis of my rants complete, the only fantasy that I could hamper for. Systemizing, I'm fine to deliver you a slice, and providing is trivial and slight. But a pivotal decision to inviting is frightening. I just put it in my writing. When my words aren't misconstrued, miss the move. I ain't lifting moods. My dreams are distant, the difference between just this and truth. I'm missubmissible, mixed with the myth, I'm visceral. Bits in my spits are typical tips with the tip, I'm sick of you. Yeah, says a dreamer trapped in mundane. You know I've seen the secrets and the scenes indecent, so just leave the facts in my brain. Yeah, sounds attached, but I'm renowned for that. Can you really be astonished I don't flounder facts? As far as being honest, the promise is a promise, and the one thing I promise isn't bound to rap.
You ask me what I say, you really wanna know. If I let you in and how far are we gonna go? You ask me what I tell you, I don't even know. If I let you in.
Penny for her thoughts. Does she look like a mug you can swindle, hun? Luxury, it ain't luck, you see, so it's a power minimum for a single one. Her thoughts ricochet through the course of the day, and of course they invade her devices. When the niceness fights, despite her plight, she often says things like this. I'm fine. She's lying. She's out of sync with real time. Those are tactics, topics, top seem toxic. How would I define mine? Mine a magnifying prime. Trying to imagine sublime, cause I bask in the fact. She pines persistently to find the bliss in me's the kind of gist. And did you ask if I act? Nah. This character's pure. Sometimes I amplify it like a caricature. The antithesis of her rant's complete. The only fantasy that she could hamper for. So surmising she's fine to deliver you a slice, and providing is trivial and slight. But a pivotal decision to inviting is frightening. I make her put it in her writing, so her words aren't misconstrued. Miss the mood, she ain't missed the moods. I dream prolific, specifically every riff is true. She's misadmissible, blitz with my gift she's giving you. Bits of my spits and typical tips with the tip to give in too. Well, you know the fact she's trapped in mundane. See, she's seen the sequels and the scenes indecent. Told her leave the facts in her brain. Yeah, sounds attached, but she's renowned for that. Can you really be astonished she don't flounder fast? As far as being honest, the promise is a promise, and the one thing she promises she's down to rap.
You ask me what I say, you really wanna know.